This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Bigger Picture on BFM. Now, we've just heard the announcement by Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin confirming that he has tendered his resignation to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong. So, we've lined up a few guests to help us break down this latest development, and to help you better understand what comes next. And now we have joining us on Zoom, New Sin Yu, constitutional lawyer, to help us understand, what happens, from the constitutional perspective. Hi, Sin Yu. Welcome to the show with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Sin Yu, now that the Prime Minister and, you know, the whole cabinet has actually resigned and that the Yang di-Pertuan Agong has declared Tan Sri Muhyiddin will remain as caretaker Prime Minister, what does the federal constitution stipulate in terms of what happens next?
Well, Article 43, sub 2 of the federal constitution says that the Prime Minister now needs to appoint someone in His Majesty's judgment is likely to command the majority support of the Dewan Rakyat. I emphasize on the word is likely because as it is the current political climate, we don't know if someone or anyone has a clear majority. So this leaves room for someone whose majority support is unclear to be appointed Prime Minister and let it be tested in the House. So a new Prime Minister may be appointed even with less than 111 MPs support. If a new Prime Minister is appointed when there is no clear majority, he will have to test his confidence once Parliament sits. So this will either come as a confidence or a no confidence vote, which should be debated, or by passing the King's Speech. The King's Speech will be very important. Because if the new Prime Minister fails to pass the King's Speech, then by convention, he must tender his resignation or request for Parliament to be dissolved. And the process then starts again. If he asks for dissolution, of course, the Yang di-Pertuan Agong may refuse a dissolution under Article 40, sub 2, sub A. And I think given the current climate, having an election would be madness. So His Majesty would be quite justified in refusing to have a dissolution of Parliament. Of course, if there is a dissolution, then we have a general election within 60 days of dissolution.
So right now, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has been appointed as an interim or caretaker Prime Minister. Is that constitutional?
This term, caretaker Prime Minister, it's more of a political term, more of a political convention rather than a legal term. There is no provision for a caretaker Prime Minister under the federal constitution. You're either the Prime Minister or you're not the Prime Minister. And if you're the Prime Minister, you exercise all the powers that you have as the Prime Minister. By convention, the Prime Minister or the government becomes a caretaker Prime Minister or caretaker government when Parliament is dissolved and they continue to be in power until a new government is elected. But what we have here is quite unique because there is no dissolution of Parliament, yet there is a caretaker Prime Minister. What we have here is a resignation. So Article 43, sub 4 says that if you cease to command confidence from the majority, then you must resign. And that naturally means that, you know, you stop exercising powers as a Prime Minister. So it's a bit of, we're a bit on at the no man's land. But I suppose, given, you know, the convention of having to appoint a new Prime Minister, that might take a few days. It's how I understand a caretaker Prime Minister to be is that Tan Sri Muhyiddin continues to be Prime Minister. There is a gentleman's agreement. There is an understanding between him and the Yang di-Pertuan Agong that he will step down once a successor is identified.
All right. So that notwithstanding, what roles and responsibilities would Tan Sri Muhyiddin as the interim PM take on?
Legally, he continues to be the Prime Minister. So there is no change in that. So any powers that is accorded to a Prime Minister under the federal constitution, he continues to exercise those powers. But by convention, as in a situation post-dissolution, pending general election, pending new government to come into power, he should refrain from making major decisions. And some of the major decisions that a prime minister or caretaker prime minister should refrain from making is anything that has to do with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, passing of approving a major budget or approving a major item or entering into a major agreement, major government contracts. So those are the things that he should refrain from exercising his power and, you know, focus on being solely a caretaker role until somebody comes along.
So then will Tan Sri Muhyiddin also decide on an interim cabinet?
He can, because like what I've said, he has all the powers of a prime minister. But whether or not he will actually do so, having tendered the resignation of the entire cabinet, I'm not sure. I think the closest example that we have is just last year, really, 2020, when Tun Mahathir, when he resigned. But even then, I must caution to take that as a precedent, because Tun Mahathir did not resign because he ceased to command the confidence of the majority. He resigned because he didn't want to be prime minister. So, but I suppose certain parallels can be drawn. He can appoint a cabinet, but I don't think he will, as in Tun Mahathir's case.
All right. And what happens to parliament right now, Sinyu?
Well, parliament is not dissolved. It's still pending, you know, it's still waiting for the September sitting to sit again. I think parliament now plays a very crucial role, because they need to decide amongst themselves who will be the next prime minister. Of course, you can say that you leave it to His Majesty the King, but His Majesty the King needs to get really clear indication from the parliamentarians that who amongst them will be the next prime minister. You can't say that, oh, I can't decide among ourselves. And you know, I must say that if the situation that we are in, the fact that the Yang Diputat Agong is not able to make an immediate decision as to who is the next prime minister, goes to show that our parliamentarians, they are not as mature as we would like them to be, because it shows that they are unable to compromise, they are unable to enter into a confidence and supply agreement between themselves to decide who will be the next prime minister until the next general election. So they are putting everyone into a state of uncertainty, and they are putting the Yang Diputat Agong in a very awkward position. So I think the MPs need to grow up and need to decide among themselves who should lead the country.
So then, you know, if there's no clear majority in parliament, what might happen next? You know, what are the possible scenarios that we could be looking at?
Well, like I've mentioned from the beginning, in the beginning, that if there is no clear majority, the Yang Diputat Agong will still have to make a decision. He would have to exercise his mind as to who is likely. And usually this would mean that the person having the most numbers, despite not having the majority, because majority means 111, or in our case, it's 111. So it could be somebody with 100, or it could be somebody with 105. And take that risk, see if this person is able to pass the King's Speech in Parliament when it sits in September. And if this person succeeds, then he would have confidence in the majority. If he doesn't, come back before the King, and the process begins all over again.
And so, you know, just to wrap up with you, Sinyu, given our current situation, what is likely to happen in terms of our political situation after this?
Whoever becomes prime minister, unless he has a convincing majority, we are going to see a repeat of what has been happening for the past year or two. So it will be, you know, situation of uncertainty where the government can be toppled anytime. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. That's how democracy works, you see. We just need to grow up and try to agree amongst ourselves, find common grounds, decide on what policies that matters the most, and try to work on those policies rather than saying, oh, I'm going to be prime minister because I'm from this party. I'm going to be because I'm from that party.
All right. Thank you so much, Sin Yu.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. We've been speaking to constitutional lawyer Niu Sin Yu to help understand what does Tan Sri Muhyiddin's resignation mean in the constitutional perspective. What does it mean to have a caretaker or interim prime minister? And what's likely to take place after this? Now, Suan and I are in the studio to help you understand the latest developments following Tan Sri Muhyiddin's announcement. Coming up after the next break, we have James Chai, political commentator and head of commercial and research at Invoke Solutions, to look at what this means in terms of the political landscape. So do stay tuned to that right here on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.